I'm Josh, and this is Weekly Wonder. This week, we're stepping back in time to explore the history, punishments, and life inside the walls of Southwell Workhouse. This was one of the places I visited from my holiday in New York over the coming weeks. I'll be talking about some of the other places I visited while away. The Southwell Workhouse is located in Nottinghamshire and was one of the many workhouses around during the 18th and 19th centuries. These institutions were created as a response to the Poor Law Amendment Act of 1834, which sought to provide relief to the destitute while discouraging dependence on public assistance. The history of Southwell Workhouse began in 1824, when it was built to accommodate up to 160 inmates. Its architecture and layout were designed to enforce the principles of the Poor Law Amendment Act. Life in the Southwell Workhouse was harsh and strictly regimented. Men, women and children were separated upon arrival, and inmates were required to work for their keep. They would engage in tasks such as breaking stones, spinning yarn, and picking oakum, a painstaking process of untangling old ropes. Punishments within the workhouse were not uncommon, meant to deter disobedience and maintain order. Those who were rebelled or violated the rules might face floggings or confinements in punishment cells or even reduced food rations. It continued to operate as a workhouse until 1929, when it was passed from the guardians to the local authorities and renamed Greet House. The women's wing was being used right up until 1977 by the council as temporary homeless accommodation bedsits for mothers and children. In 1997, the National Trust took over its management and opened it to the public, allowing visitors a glimpse into the past and learn about the lives of those who once called the workhouse home. You've been listening to this week's The Weekly Wonder. Join next week for another episode.